Welcome back, episode 19, Grapes and Gorak. I'm Grapes.
I'm Gorak.
Vikings
big win,
beat the Packers. Week 12,
whatever it was. We basically ended the Packers season.
Yep.
I mean, did you see the? What was it, a post game conference with Aaron Rodgers, where they asked him?
I didn't see any of it.
Oh, he literally just goes, "Well, we're gonna have to beat the Cardinals. We're gonna have to." Beat the Bears. We're going to have to beat the... He, like, went through their whole schedule just, like, a semi, like, sarcastically. But, like, basically, we're going to have to win out.
We need W's.
Yeah. Right they on. Do have a pretty easy schedule. So, I don't know. Maybe they could win out and go 9-6-1. But...
Maybe.
They're also a bad team.
They are a very
they bad were bad.
Team.
We're looking at their wins. Bills. Dolphins. Niners. No.
Yep.
And then the Bears week one. Is their one good win. And that was, like... The Brett, or not Brett, the Khalil. Rodgers, like, comeback. Where yeah. Where he got hurt and came back, so.
And Kaiser, was it Kaiser, right? Kaiser came in? Not Hundley. Doesn't matter. Either way.
I didn't think Hundley's on their team anymore, is he?
I think, I can't
it
remember.
It was Kaiser.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
But yeah, they suck. They're irrelevant now.
Yep. So that's good.
We were at the game.
Yes,
late,
we were.
Late tickets to the game. Surrounded by Packer fans. Just yeah. So happened our little area. Packer fans to our right, to our left, and some behind us.
Some behind us. It was a lot of Packer fans there as normal, though. Like, yeah. You kind of expect it. Yeah,
it's the border battle.
Exactly. And when we were in Green Bay, you could see a lot of purple all over.
Oh, there's tons of it.
But yeah, that was a really good win. We just destroyed them.
Is that what you're going to claim? We destroyed them?
It felt that way in the second half. I mean, they had 14 first half point.
14, yeah. 14, it was 14-14 at halftime.
Yep.
And they scored a field goal after that. And that was...
They couldn't move the ball until Rhodes got hurt, it seemed. Then Rodgers was able to kind of...
That's not right at all.
No?
No. Rhodes is the one that gave up that long pass to get him in field goal range.
Oh. Well, remember no, when but, he got hurt? Yeah, but didn't they have a couple drives after Rhodes got hurt where they just kind of like drove down the field and then we stopped him at like the 40?
No, you must have been very... I don't remember that. They scored on their first two drives.
Yep.
By attacking Rhodes.
Yep.
And then...
Well, Rhodes... Didn't he only give up three catches for 25 yards?
What about the PI that gave him the whole drive?
Oh. Okay, yeah, that...
Didn't... And also, not playing run defense is also a problem.
That was really bad. Yeah. That was pretty... What did they get, like 5 yards carry against us?
No, but I mean on that specific pitch play to Jones... Rhodes completely blows his assignment and they score a touchdown.
Yeah, we were watching that.
So,
afterwards.
First drive, Rhodes gets a pass interference. Then he gets the touchdown thrown on him. Second touchdown is his fault because he doesn't keep contain. Then their field goal, he gets burned up the sideline and then grabs his hamstring and they end up getting a field goal on that drive. And that's all their scores.
Well, I was just.
So, Rhodes sucked.
Rhodes, I'm not saying Rhodes was awesome.
I don't think there was many drives after that. After Rhodes got hurt. How many? Like that was like late in the fourth, I feel like.
Was it that late?
I mean, they might have moved the ball once. No, because after that field goal.
Because I thought before that field goal, I saw they had like 125 yards passing. And then they had like a couple drives where they had a couple big chunk plays.
Well, the drive where after we went for it on fourth down. I think that's where he got most of his yards. He hit Jimmy Graham over the middle.
Yep.
Then he hit one to the sidelines to someone. And then he hit the Devontae Adams one. It was like, they got like almost like 80 yards on that drive.
Was that the...
That was that drive, yeah.
Okay, so that was the drive.
Pretty
that
much
was the,
it.
That was the drive Rhodes got hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rhodes got hurt on that.
I thought that was the drive after Rhodes got hurt.
No. I think that was like their last drive. Because they kick a field goal. Then we get the ball...
Did we chew the final, like, 6.5, 7 minutes?
No.
Or was it 4.5? Or was it...
I don't know. I could be mixing this up. But I'm pretty sure that Holton Hill barely played, that he got burned completely and should have gave up a touchdown.
Yeah.
And that slant and go. Oof.
He got beat really
bad.
Yeah,
it was ugly. But Rodgers, nice pass. That was horrible. And right before that, on second one, he skipped one.
Kirk Cousins makes that throw.
Well, he made that almost that exact throw to Diggs earlier. A little bit different route and a little bit further out, but hit him in stride.
Yeah. Dude,
Rodgers' throw was easier than the Cousins' throw.
Oh, definitely.
It was like just a little fade. It was Rodgers. He just keeps like throwing off his back foot and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Why don't you like, I get you're really good. You don't need to make it harder on yourself.
No, he. I don't know if he's maybe he is actually more hurt than we actually think because he's been throwing off his. You think so?
Yeah, I think he just thinks he's really good.
Look at that back throw.
I don't even need to step in. I mean, in the beginning of the game, he sure looked like he was doing good, zipping the ball around, and then we must have switched something. I don't know if we started like giving Rhodes help or if he just started playing better in the second half. Because the first half, they were kind of one-on-one. Adams was beating him, it seemed like. At least that first drive.
Yeah, the first drive. First drive, sure.
Really, yeah.
I think it was the first two drives.
Yeah. Well, he had a couple where they threw the short ones in front of him, just trying to get the ball to Adams quick. It would seem like if you're playing them, just double-team Adams and force like those random rookie receivers to try
to beat Jimmy Graham. Because
and Graham barely played. I was rewatching part of the game.
Was it a lot of Kendricks? I feel like...
They used him like sparingly, Graham, because of his broken thumb or whatever. So they couldn't block us. They couldn't throw. They couldn't really do anything after those first two drives. No, I feel like that happens a lot. I guess with probably a lot of teams, but I feel like us specifically, we start out and it's kind of like we're getting a feel for what they're gonna do, and like they get a touchdown or a field goal. Like even the Bears started out quick, and then it's like, oh okay, we kind of figured out what you're doing, and then we play really good. Yeah. Towards the end or second half. Because that's two games in a row where our second half defense is really good.
And I watched the Zimmer press conference a little last night after the game when I got home. It was just like 8 minutes or whatever of it. Maybe it was the last 8 minutes. But he was talking about how he was originally planning on blitzing Aaron Rodgers more than he actually did. But since when we had backed off of him, we played pretty well against him.
Yeah, so we were getting pressure with four guys. It's like, well, we don't even need to. And they were doing a really good job of like keeping him contained. Because a lot of times you rush four guys and then he just slips through and it's...
Yeah, he talked about that. He talked about diligent our pass rush was tonight. And not letting him escape the pocket. Instead of
just
being
stupid and just like running right past him and stuff.
Yep.
No, they did really good. They did a lot of stunts where Richardson would... You know, Everson would just crash into the guard, and then Richardson would kind of run free around the outside.
Yeah.
Yep, where it gives him, like, nowhere to step.
And did Richardson have two?
Two sacks, I think. Two sacks, yeah. And then he just missed one, too, earlier on in the game.
Yeah. That one where I think it was third down. Rodgers kind of escaped, or it looks like he's going to escape him, and he's going to be able to get a first down, but then Tom Johnson attacks him, and... Daniel Hunter ends up
sacking. Yeah. Johnson's back, like also sack. Yeah,
yeah.
I hope they counted that as a sack. He was behind the line, right?
I think so.
I think it was, and he wasn't really looking to run at that point. It seemed like he was still kind of half and half, like what am I gonna do? Hopefully, I get rid of the ball.
But I think he would have at least gotten close to the game, right? Because I think it was like third and four, third and five.
It was like third and medium. Yeah, if he wouldn't have gotten grabbed by Johnson, he probably gets it.
Yep.
Or Hunter's dragging him down, but it's a little closer because he was further back. I don't know, big, huge win, because now, like, you know, we're going to New England, I feel like you could lose that game, and it's not the end of the world. Obviously, you want to win it, but you basically knock the Packers out of it, and now we're the 5 seed right now with the Panthers losing, so we have, like, a pretty decent route to get to the playoffs now.
Yeah, and... You've got Seattle in Seattle Monday night after the Patriots game. So you just got to take care of business there.
If you win that game, it'd be pretty tough not to make the playoffs. Cause
then it's home against Miami, at Detroit, home against the Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
If you were to knock off the Seahawks, and I hope take care of business against Detroit and Dolphins, even if the Bears did come into Minnesota and beat us, I think you still have 9 wins.
9-6-1.
And... if you've beaten Seattle, and with the schedule the Panthers have...
Saints twice still.
Yeah.
And the Redskins are the 6th seed right now.
Yeah, and they have Colt McCoy.
Yeah, and they didn't play well at all on Thursday. So, there's that man.
Janu Smith watching the Titans, Texans.
Oof, wow.
Touchdown. They're up 10-0, Tennessee. We both have Houston, so...
That's unfortunate.
Should we just jump into our Teddies and Troys, since...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's tougher to talk about wins, you know? Especially the way we win. It seems like everyone kind of plays well when we win. But this gives us a way to at least throw some stuff around. You got to start us off with
No order in particular, but just...
We've thrown out the orders. There's no reason. We just let's throw three good things at... Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, obviously.
Great bounce back game.
Just lighting up the Packers.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's lit. Yeah, lighting them up twice. Yeah. Like, ridiculous numbers. But him bouncing back from that shitty Sunday night, all the talk about, oh, he's 4-12 on prime time, and he did play pretty bad against the Bears, but yeah, it's just good to see him bounce back and play really well, like, really well. He was moving around a lot. I liked how they were actually bootlegging him out, like, just kind of moving the pocket. Just, dude, just shredding the Packers. And Packers-Bears defense, I mean, a little different.
Yeah.
The big difference is, like, the Packers can't get anywhere near him. They have no pass rush. At least, like, the Bears pushed the pocket backwards. It seemed like he was just back there all day just hanging out.
Like, they've got...
And they can't cover.
They've got Clay Matthews as, like, their best pass rusher. He hasn't been a good pass rusher in, like, since their Super Bowl run.
Yeah, since the USC.
So, like, they... And Nick Perry's on IR, so they're depending Fackrell. On just... Yeah.
Some guy named Fackrell, they said, was good. Didn't hear his name once.
Yeah, no. I didn't. So... Yeah.
And then they had... Daniels...
Is hurt.
He was out, yeah.
So, Kenny Clark...
He's more of a... Isn't he a run stuffer?
Yeah, exactly. So, they
zero pass rush, and then they have a bunch of rookie corners. Alexander's clearly really good, but still a rookie. And then guys were getting hurt. Tremont Williams was playing nickelback. Like, it was...
Yeah,
they traded HaHa Clinton Dix so they could play other crappy
players. So they could play Kentrell Bryce? Is that that dude's name? Like, really?
It was like... As much as you wanted to, like, stay balanced like Zimmer wanted, it's like, these guys can't cover anybody. Like, let's just chuck it around.
No, and there were plenty of times where there were, like, two guys, oh, how many times did you yell, Diggs, or did we yell, throw it to Diggs, throw it to Diggs?
And I think three times. And Diggs is open. And then Cousins would find, I think he found Thielen twice and maybe Rudolph once. I think
Rudolph was one.
Where they were actually better options, but, like, immediately at the bat, it's like, Diggs is wide open. And then he, but even on the touchdown... To Thielen,
yes.
Diggs is crossing, and it's like, just throw it to Diggs. And he starts rolling out like he's going to run, and then he just throws it back across the field. Thielen, touchdown. It's like, that's where, like, Cousins was even playing better than, like...
And he was moving around the pocket a lot.
Oh, yeah. And I like that better. That was, like, how we were kind of talking about how, like, the Kyle Shanahan system were with, like, the play action and just, like, the half field reads and stuff more than just all this shotgun. They seem to mix up both those this game a little better than the Bear game where it was kind of just... all shotgun.
Yeah, and we ran a lot of play action out of under center.
Yeah, the touchdown to, I think, Thielen and Diggs were both under center.
I know Diggs was, Thielen was.
The Diggs was too. Yeah. They ran that, like, cross where Tremont Williams just...
Oh, did it? Yeah, did he get... he fell over.
He fell over, and I don't think he was tripped. Look at those stats for Juju Smith. Yeah,
no.
Since week 11, he has 185 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
You caught him.
Yes, I did. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, Cousins, yeah.
He was one of mine, too. He would be like the MVP of the game. I mean, he killed it. Yeah. It's great that he's just shredded the Packers twice now. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I would play Rodgers both times. Like, I heard that multiple times on podcasts I listened to. It's like, oh, this is good to hear. Because last week I kept hearing... Case Keenum, maybe should have went with Case Keenum.
Oh, I did not want to hear Case Keenum as many wins as Kirk Cousins has.
Case Keenum did knock off the Steelers.
Yeah, I don't care. Kirk Cousins is clearly better. Clearly,
Keenum's a winner.
Stop. QB wins is not.
I'm
a
just
stat.
Trolling. It's pretty just for Teddy.
Well, yeah.
Can't argue both ways, Ryan. They got hurt, those two.
All right, we're not gonna argue Teddy.
No, I would. I Cousins way better than Keenum. We got another one.
Well, we already talked about Diggs and Thielen, and I want to talk about that.
That's always the whenever we win, it's like three stars. Diggs, Thielen, Cousins.
Dalvin Cook.
Good to see him.
How about pass the game to the back?
Yeah, finally throwing to the backs. Mine, I had one that was. Cousins, but then, like, a side note, spreading the ball around a little more. Rudolph finally got involved. Remember, he plays for us. The backs getting catches. The swing screen to Dalvin Cook.
Didn't Aldrick Robinson have...
Robinson had a catch. CJ Ham had a catch.
Did he have a bad drop?
Treadwell had a bad drop.
I was in the back. You told me about that.
Another
one.
Slant that one. Hit him in the hands and he dropped it.
You know, hit him in the bad spot. Cousins throws a hard football, though, you know?
Yeah, hit him in a bad spot right in his hands. I liked it, though. CJ Ham got a catch. Dalvin Cook. Four receivers got catches. It seemed last week he zeroed in a little too much on Thielen. This week he was finding Rudolph, who seems to be open a lot.
Yeah, he is open a lot.
Sure
was that twice, three times last week against the Bears?
Yeah, where he was wide open, and yeah. Cousins didn't see him. Yeah. I think they kept talking about how Rudolph was a little frustrated with the lack of targets.
Well,
you thought, like, okay, Cousins. Guys love throwing to Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis, and then DeFilippo coming from the Eagles with all their tight ends.
No, and there's there's plenty of times where Rudolph has been open where he's like probably like, dude, give me the ball.
I mean, he seems like Cousins just really fell in love with Thielen, and I don't blame him. The guy's a fucking monster.
Diggs and Thielen are your top five in catches this season.
That one catch by Thielen where he throws it, probably kind of not a smart throw. He throws it basically in a double coverage. No,
that was not a good throw. That was,
I mean, it was a good throw. Well, it wasn't a good decision.
Yeah, it was not a smart throw.
Like, physically, that was a hell of a throw.
Yeah, but
mentally...
I did not like
double
it
coverage.
While, yeah,
it looked like the throw to Treadwell last week, where he just like kind of fired it into double coverage. Yeah. And last time it was picked for a touchdown. This time, like,
Thielen
just
amazing.
Plucks it out of the air.
Yeah, that was headed up by his head. Two guys crashed into him.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it seemed like we used all of our players getting the ball to the bat out of the backfield. I think Cook had 3-4 catches, and then the one for the touchdown. Look, he was shot out of a cannon. Like.
He looked
so
like he
fast.
Would, yeah, and that was
and smooth.
That was all night. Like, all night the dude just has, he has such a good burst.
If we could give him just a little more blocking. Zimmer said in his press conference, like, he thought there was 3 or 4 run plays where, like, we just didn't get that last guy blocked to break a big one. And that's what it seemed like. Like you said, like, he gets the ball and he's just going so hard into the hole so fast. And then it's like, and like people around us are like, oh, like, almost like he's, like, about to break it. And then he gets, like, 3 yards. And it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. It's... I mean, Peterson used to always break those long ones because he had a better offensive line. And, I mean, you remember watching Peterson. He always looked like he was shot out of a cannon. Towards the end, he started, like, dancing
doing
around.
A little more, yeah. I remember, but like, if you go back to his rookie season, he just – they literally line him up, like
– 8 yards. Wasn't it, like – did
even
he say,
deeper than most running backs. Yeah. He would just run full speed in the line and just, like – he didn't care how he was going to get 4 yards. But I was watching the rebroadcast and the – Michaels and Collinsworth just kept talking about how our offensive line's kind of more of a, like, an athletic but not power. So they're saying, you know, like, they can't just go double blocks and push the people back. They got to go, like, with the zone scheme. So you don't get – you get a lot of those negative runs as opposed to, like, what they were showing with the Packers. Packers kept double-teaming, so they just – they at least get, like, a positive yards every time. You're just, like, pushing the line back.
Yep.
Maybe not getting to the double – to the second level, but you're at least getting 3-4 yards. It just seems like – both the Bears and the Packers were able to do that against us, where they just plow forward for 4 or 5 yards every time they run the ball.
Yep.
As opposed to us, who it's like either we get 7 yards or we get like -2. So the run game's still, not great. Not but better, but not really all that great.
Yeah, because did Cook even average 4 yards a carry?
I think he was averaging that for a while.
Yeah, but I think he ended up with like 13 for 44 or something like that.
Yeah. It wasn't... It was like... He had a fine game, but there was like a couple good runs. Otherwise, he got 3 or 4 carries.
Yeah.
But the pass was what was...
Yep.
The awesome plays when he... And he just weaves so smooth. And then he immediately is like, celebration, let's go, everyone. Limbo time.
He was just bringing everyone.
Like,
he's
before
like,
he's almost
on,
in the
on,
end zone, he's
so
already
excited.
Like turning around like, let's do this
let's
thing.
Let's go. Oh, so good. Oh. Demarius Thomas touchdown, good deal.
Oh, it's 17 points scored in this game already. I would have thought this would be a low scoring game.
Yeah, I would not have taken the over.
No.
But it probably.
It probably won't.
These are two of the most 13-7. Prolific offenses in the NFL.
Yeah. Is that true?
No.
This is factual?
No.
Okay, so that was. Who's up? Who's got one? I would say I liked our aggressive, not really play calling, like coaching decisions. I like that we went for it on fourth down, even though we didn't get it. You're basically trying to end the game there, get a touchdown. Diggs was open on the slant. It got batted down.
Yep.
And then you're making, I mean, Rodgers got to drive the length of the field. In hindsight, it was kind of at like 1 point, it's like, the field goal would have been nice because they ended up getting a field goal only. But
Zimmer said in his press conference, he wasn't about to put the ball in Dan Bailey.
After he missed
hands.
Two, I would say they weren't easy field goals, but yeah, he missed two. That sucked. But and then to end the game, we were sitting there talking, like, what do you do here? You know, it's, do you run the ball, make them use their last time out, punt it to them, and then make Rodgers go the length of the field to tie you? Or do you go for it, hope you get it, game's over?
Yep.
Or not go for it, but pass it.
Pass it, yeah.
Pass it. It was third down. Pass it.
Six.
And then if you don't get it, do you go for the field goal to win the game? Or you miss that, and now Rodgers only has to go like 55 yards to.
Yeah.
So, and I think we both sort of said, you know what, screw it. Throw the ball, try to win it. If you don't get that, try to kick it and just let your defense try to stop Rodgers. Like, just don't play soft and be like, okay, we're going to run it. You're going to use your timeout, and then we're going to kick it to you, and we're going to make you drive the length of the field. It's like, it was Aaron Rodgers. Let's not give him the ball. And we didn't. First down, Diggs plucks it. Game over.
It wasn't the season. It wasn't the best throw, but you throw it anywhere in Diggs' radius, and he's got 2 yards of cushion.
Great route, great catch, pretty bad throw.
Yep.
It was behind him, but yeah, Diggs, all I know monster.
Is, yep, up
back plucked it, and then just started waving goodbye to the Packer fans. There,
that was phenomenal. See you guys. Bye.
Because it's like, if I'm the Packers, there, I'm begging for the opponent to run the ball.
Yeah, I'm like, I want the football.
Yeah, if situations are flipped, I'm like, please run the ball, and then please punt it to Kirk Cousins. I don't care that we're only going to have a minute, whatever it was, a minute 20 with no timeouts to drive
85,
90 yards. Yeah, 90 yards. Is, yeah. I'd rather that than Rodgers throw one more pass and beat us.
Yep.
And I was listening to the broadcast, and they're like, that is a risky call. I mean, to throw it there, it kind of was, because I bet you McCarthy runs it and plays the clock, plays the numbers. They punted
it. Well, wasn't there? Didn't they lose a game? Was it earlier this year or last year?
Last week. Are you talking about not going
for it? Oh, no, it was against us earlier this year.
Oh, what'd he do there?
Didn't he throw it on second and third down? When we only had one timeout?
Yeah, no, yeah. And then they had to kick a field goal, and we ended up with a ton of time left. Yeah. He completely he did it the other way. Yeah, he did do it the other way. He did it. He went aggressive and failed.
But I think he did it twice. I think we ran the ball twice, and then we threw it where he ran it once, threw it, kicked
the field goal. He did try to go for the win that week, so I guess he's not always conservative. But last week, on 4th and 2, we punted it. This week, they had a 4th and 4, I think, on our 44, 45-ish, and they ended up just taking a delay of game. You know, when you try to do the hut hike, you try to draw us off sides, and we didn't. And then we ended up declining the penalty or whatever, but a lot of people were like, why wouldn't you just go for it? Like, just go for it. And then they had a 4th and 2 or 4th and 1, where they ran the ball and we stopped them. It's like, dude, you have Rodgers. Let him throw the fucking ball.
Yeah, I don't care how good you've been running. And did they run it straight up the middle at Linval? Straight up the middle. What are you
and
doing?
And Harrison Smith came around and grabbed him, and then Kenner's just lying on him.
Yep.
I was listening to the broadcast, and Al Michaels is like, I think it's like, I don't know. One of them goes, going to be close. And then the other guy's like, no, I don't think so.
I bet it's Chris Collinsworth going to be close.
Yeah, and then Al Michaels is like, no, Chris. He's way short. So I like Zimmer just being aggressive lately.
He said he wanted to be aggressive going into this
game. We did it against the Saints. We were aggressive. I know we didn't win, but like I just he seems like, because he's an old school coach, but he seems like he's willing to adapt. Whereas like
he knows that he has to adapt.
Because like the NFL is like changing, where these guys, like these old coaches, falling by the wayside if they don't figure things out.
He's not an offensive mind like Zimmer or like Belichick is. So he can't, you know, come up with those weird formations, exotic ways to kind of, like, beat you and adapt that way. But he's willing to, like, if he sees a curve in, like, the league leaning that way, he's willing to at least give it a shot.
Yeah. And he seems to be less resistant to change for a guy that seems like he's an old curmudgeon guy.
Yeah.
Like, he just seems like he's... All right, people are going to do all this different motion and stuff, and here's how I'm going to stop it. And, like, not, I'm going to run my same defense, and it's going to work every time, kind of thing. So, and then just going for it on fourth downs, stuff like that, is definitely like the wave of the future, or at least like what's happening right now. Like, analytics is saying you should be going for it. Like, they showed a stat that the Mike McCarthy, the Packers last week against Seattle, it was like, if he goes for it on 4th and 2 and makes it, it's, I don't know, it was like a 40% chance they win. Like, that numbers could be wrong. And then if they don't get it, 20% chance they win. But if they punt it, 21% chance they win.
Really?
Yeah. So the risk, there was like, it was like mathematically, I don't really know how they figure that all out, but like, it was really, really dumb. Like, really dumb. So I'm just glad we don't have, you know, a coach like Mike McCarthy that's not understanding math.
Yeah. The analytics.
So,
but he won't have a job much longer, so.
Yeah, he's really lucky they won that 49er game.
Yeah.
Because what have they done since? They beat...
Did they beat Buff? No.
Did they beat anyone in that span? I think they won one game, but yeah. He'll probably finish out the season because there's no owner. Yeah, the problem is there's no owner. Like, I don't know.
They have
GM. Is it like the GM that has to do it?
Or the
like president. The board or something, yeah. The president. Like, because there's no cranky Jerry Jones to be like, get this clown off my field. You know what I mean? So I think I don't think they do. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would doubt they would fire him midseason. So
no, yeah, I agree. They probably would have thought about it had they lost to the Niners. And yeah, then just lost to us and
lost to Seattle and basically being terrible. Right, you got another Teddy of the game. I got one more.
Yeah,
pass rush. Four-man pass rush. I mean, four-man it seemed like they all came to play.
Yeah, and the triple-A gap blitz? Well,
I think we went...
I don't think we ever blitzed three guys.
No, they never did. But why not put that on
what
tape?
What a look.
Look, like, it's funny because where we're sitting, you know, we're like, we're on the sideline seat. So it's like, is there three guys in the A-gap? Is that Harrison Smith right there?
That's Harrison Smith.
There's three guys in there.
Right in there. Then he drops out, and I think he went in a couple times.
Yeah, the first time, I think they all dropped.
Yeah.
And then I think we only maybe ran it two or...
I think it was three times?
Three and I missed one. But the second time, I think two guys came and one dropped back. So, but it's like just putting that in their head or like putting that on tape that they have to like, here's something new.
Yep.
Here you go, Rodgers.
He said Zimmer said he gave him a couple new looks this week.
Yeah, so I mean that's
so that'll be fun cool. To look back at.
Yeah, new little wrinkle. Triple A gap.
Triple A gap.
That's just fun to say. Oh. I saw someone on Twitter was like, you can't triple gap a double gap or whatever. Like that's never Dumb and Dumber.
Yep. That was hilarious. You can't triple A gap a double A gap, Lloyd.
I think this was Sheldon Richardson's best game since the 49er game. Like he's played well pretty much all season, but this was like his most, I guess,
It was that and like the most impact he's had.
Yeah, he got to actually close on some of his pressures and get the sacks, you know. And I think Griffin had some good sack.
He played really well against the run too.
Yeah, they didn't. I mean, they ran okay, but they never break. They never break any long ones.
Yeah, I think it was just like what you said. You know, they're stronger groups, so they just push the line forward. Yeah,
and all they're playing for. It seems like okay, we'll get 4 yards, and then. It seemed very similar to the Jordan Howard runs at the Bears, where it's just push forward and get 4 yards. It's funny, like they didn't have much yards at all. You know, it's like they have all these. They had the two quick drives, and they still, I guess, because like a lot of it was penalty yardage, but they just don't end up. All of a sudden, it was like the fourth quarter, and they had like 200 some total yards. It's like, geez, you guys really didn't do very well. We had like 400 yards.
Yeah. Well, we have 240 yards at halftime.
Yeah, I think Cousins had like 240 passing yards at halftime. The problem was we didn't close our field goals. I mean, we should have been up 20-14 at half.
Yeah,
we were driving all, you know,
for up 20-14. You know, we don't have to be aggressive on that one call. We can kick a field goal.
Yeah, you probably end up winning that game like 34-14 or whatever, yeah. Or 17 or whatever.
We left a lot of points out there.
You got any other things for good? I mean, I'd say most people played good.
Yeah,
Do you want to go to the Troys of the game?
Just the Knicks, you know, people getting hurt, like, you know, dinged up. That's, yeah.
Who got dinged up besides Rose? O'Neal concussion.
Is that what it was?
I think I saw they were evaluating for a concussion when I was rewatching part of it.
Okay.
Which is what it looked like. It was the same play where one of their guys got hit really hard. It's where Cook guy slammed into their guy.
Did two of their guys?
I think it might have been, and then O'Neal was down too. Yeah. Rhodes sounds like he's going to be okay, though.
Yep.
That was quite a scare. Like, Rhodes, right when he got hurt, I'm like, he'll be fine. He does this every game. Like, where Rhodes, like, gets nicked up, but I don't know what's with him. No matter what, he makes it seem like it's, like, the worst injury ever. I'm not saying it's, like, he's doing it on purpose. I just think he, like, I don't know if a man feels pain more than him, like other people.
Yeah, maybe he just doesn't have a high pain tolerance.
Yeah, like all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, Rhodes is down. And all of a sudden, like three plays later, it's like, okay, Rhodes is back in. This game he didn't come back in. And then we had the Twitter doctor saying that
James Chow.
Yeah, that he blew out his hamstring, like the rare hamstring tear.
That you need a surgery for.
Yeah, he compared it to Brandon Oliver, I guess, had this.
Oof.
Everyone's looking at that gif on Twitter and it's like, you can see it pop.
Oh, yeah.
And then Zimmer's like, it was very, very mild. The TV doctors are erroneous reports or something like that. Basically,
you know what we all saw? I bet we just all saw it cramp up. And
he seems, Rhodes seems to be, what's the word? Susceptible to cramps?
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's always cramps with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, he tore his Achilles. And it's like, oh, no, he's just He's cramped up again.
No, get that man in IV and get him back on the field.
I will say it is scary to lose him. Because we were talking about, okay, so Holton Hill's got to start. I like him. I don't know if I like him, you know, 70 plays a game like him.
No.
As a rookie. And then who's your...
Who's the other outside guy? Do you throw... You would have to throw Mac outside and you play a bunch of big nickel, I guess.
I think you would see a lot of J-Ron and maybe it's more George Ioka. But it's like, okay, if no one else got hurt after Rhodes, you're probably okay. But if one more corner got hurt, you're down to Sherrill's.
Yeah.
And that's someone that's not...
Could you imagine if it is for half a game or whatever, a quarter, a drive, Sherrill's and Mac?
Yeah. And I don't even know if Mac can play on the outside anymore. He hasn't do it ever now.
Who else would play outside?
No, I know it would be him. I'm just saying, like, can he play it well?
Can Harris play outside?
Yeah, he can do everything. Yeah. Guy's a monster.
Sick Harris and Harris just play safeties.
Harris was sweet on that one play where, like, they ended up saying that his forward progress was stopped or whatever. But Harris just comes in and just rakes the ball and strips it out of there. Like, he's always looking to just, like...
Well, and then he came in there at the end of the one pile and he just jumps right in.
Yeah, jumps on the pile. Yeah, I saw that. So, Harris is sweet.
Nope.
So, yeah, hopefully O'Neal's healthy. Reef got banged up a little during the game, too. Rashad Hill came in a few times. Other than that, avoiding the Rhodes major injury. Because we haven't had, you know, knock on wood, but I don't think we've really had a horrific injury since Easton.
Yeah.
Bars missed a few games. Just Griffin was gone for a while.
But that was an injury.
Yeah, and then...
Sandejo's hurt, but Harris seems to be an upgrade.
Yeah, he's filled in just fine. Who was the other one that on offense that... Diggs missed a couple games.
Cook
missed a whole bunch of games. Reef, but they've all been like a few games here and there. Yep. So, and some of them have been not blessings in disguise, but like Griffin was gone. Weatherly's proven he can be a rotate, like a very much can play. Harris has proved he can play. Treadwell stepped up and played great. Oh wait, never mind. Aldrick Robinson played well.
24 points,
14 to 10, Houston right now,
and it's just the start of the second quarter.
This is the Monday night shootout. All right. I got another one for the Troy Williamsons. Our short yardage run game is a disaster.
I was going to use that one too. Yeah, it was bad. How many was it? The first two drives for sure.
CJ Ham runs right into his blocker. He had a decent hole. Completely fucks it up. And then we did... I think there was one...
A Latavius Murray run.
Yeah, where
we
lined up and we couldn't get the playoff in time. So Cousins calls timeout. We come back out in I formation where we were in four wide or whatever. Yep. And then we run Murray right up the middle. And he doesn't get it. It's like, what the fuck? Still the ball. And we did later, third and one, and we called the little pass play to CJ Ham. Such a better play. Call that play. Like, I hate our runs up the middle. They suck.
I feel like that run up the middle was at 24-10, and you get that. And you can put the game away, so that kind of falls.
Which one,
in
the Murray one? I think the Murray one was earlier in the game. The CJ Ham one was later.
Was
in the
late
game.
For sure.
Yeah,
but I feel like that was all. I don't know.
It's hard because we were there, and it's all a blur. And
well, you can't really.
I was like six vodka sodas in.
Well, and you don't have like the third and three and.
You don't have the green zone, you know, so I know where a first down is because the yellow marker just isn't good enough.
Yeah, and the turf is green, so
there's no yellow marker at the stadium. You got to go with these orange markers on the side.
And I don't think that's official. I don't think those orange markers are official.
No, those actually are. It's the yellow. That's
weird.
Actually, nothing's official but the green zone. It's the NBC green zone. For some reason, you need greener grass to show you how far you have to go. But yeah. 2 weeks in a row, we've just been a disaster on short yardage. It's like
I feel like it's been our Achilles heel kind of all season.
Which was the same as 2 years ago when it was Asiata and McKinnon, and then Murray came and kind of solved it.
But
I think our interior line, though, is shit.
It kind of seems that way. I think Easton and Berger are better than Compton and Remmers.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it. Yep. Well, I feel like we are kind of soft up front because it's like Remmers is kind of a guard in a tackle's body. I mean, he was a tackle.
Yeah.
Now he's playing guard.
He's not big.
Elfline isn't a very big guy. He's a very athletic guy. Like, on the swing to Delvin Cook, he ran on a lead block. And then Compton's just Compton. I mean, I don't... the hell? I mean, he's a journeyman, like, yeah, you mediocre know,
he,
guy.
He,
like,
he holds his own and gets pushed back a lot.
Yeah, so I just feel like our push up the middle isn't going to ever be very good. We don't have maulers up there, so maybe we just, you know, throw to CJ Ham instead.
Yeah, maybe we should have drafted Will Hernandez and Brian O'Neill.
False. I like Mike Hughes.
I do too.
I think it was after the CJ Ham one, we were going to go for it. Or was that the, which one of them was the 12 men in the huddle, which was just embarrassing.
Was that right away?
Yeah. And I think it was the CJ Ham one. He runs in the back of his lineman. We're let's go for it. It's like fourth and like an inch. And we have 12 men on the field. I was watching it on the replay. There's literally 12 men lined up. Rudolph's like running around like, wait a minute. Skits lined up and Cousins is sort of looking around like, fuck. And then there's a whistle and he's like, I had way too many receivers out here.
Wait a second.
Guys are not even covered. This is weird. So, yeah, that was not the right way to start the game. It kind of, you know, for us to go start with that, they go down and score. We match them. They go down and score again. We match them. It was nice to see us kind of, like, at first we were just scoring with them. And then once we figured out how to shut them down, we just kept scoring. And it was good. You know, it wasn't just like we controlled the whole game. We actually had to battle a little bit for the beginning of it. So yeah, short yardage running, it's been a problem. I would stop doing it. I would much rather pass every third one.
Yeah, it seems that way.
We can't get a push.
Give me some play action and a little flip off to CJ Ham.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Dump off to Dalvin.
Mm-hmm. Just do a bootleg where it's just,
you know, little hitch route for Thielen or Diggs, doesn't matter.
I'd rather even go five wide and just spread them out and do something different.
And a QB draw right up the middle.
Yeah, just something that isn't...
It was nice to see the QB sneak.
Yeah, that, I think I was on second and one, too. I think he just felt, second and one, and there's no one over the center. Like, I wonder if that was even an audible. Like, he yells something that just says, you know, hey, Elfline, there's no one in front of you. I'm just going to take the first down. On Al and Chris, again, on the broadcast, were saying, like, we've struggled so much getting third and shorts that they noticed on second and short, we were just, instead of taking a shot or something, because a lot of times that's like, ooh, second and short. Let's do a play action bomb because we'll just run the ball on third down and get it. We're like, nah, we'll just get the first because we don't want to risk trying to.
We don't want to run it on third and one because we can't get it. So at least here's some deception.
And that does seem like part of what maybe Zimmer was trying to get across when he was kind of saying like, I'd like us to run the ball more. Maybe it's like, hey, not every second and short needs to be. Here's the shot play we're gonna pull out. It's like just run the ball. Get the first, or maybe run the ball, and Dalvin Cook breaks it for 30 yards, you know? You can have big plays in the run game, too, so.
And Dalvin's more than capable of doing that.
I'm waiting for it. Just give him some blocking. That dude looks ridiculous. I think
that, someone that said he had, the Lions, like, where he had his big one, the 70.
70 yards.
Was it just 70? Yeah, or just 70, yeah. That I want more of that.
Yeah.
Even if it is just, like, that, you know, first and 10 from the 22, and he gets... You know, he shot out of the cannon for a 22-yard touchdown. Like, that's just going to be a thing of beauty.
I mean, that swing pass was, like, he just weaves so perfectly. And just they're all like, oh, he's, like, he's way too good.
Well, he's, like, 3 yards. Oh, everybody, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the end zone. And I want to see Cook run. I want to just get him in the open field. You got another bad one? I got one more.
Dan Bailey,
yeah. That was a bullshit call, though.
Oh, yep.
Bold two calls, really. Like, yes, Rashad Hill moved, but I watched it again. Not only does one of their guys move, a second guy moves on their side, and then a third guy in the end moves, but Rashad Hill moved, like, after the first guy, but, like, while the second guy. It was all very fucking stupid, and I feel like what they did was they just said, oh, I don't know, fuck it, call it on the offense. They took forever to call it. It's like, you're pretty indecisive here.
Yeah.
And then they clearly roughed our kicker.
Running into the kicker, but still
five. The guy on the broadcast was like, that's definitely running into the kicker. That's very close. Some people would call that roughing because he hits the plant leg.
Yep, I would call it roughing.
And he was not pushed into him at all or anything. So that was horse shit. But Bailey still...
I get it. You're trying to block it, but you can't just dive at the kicker.
Mm-hmm. So, like, Bailey missed a 47-yarder that he should have hit. The hold was pretty sloppy.
Yeah.
Which... I don't know. Still, hit the 47-yarder. Then he hits the 51-yarder, but there's a penalty. And then he misses the 56-yarder. So, like, I'd like to see him hit them all. Not like, I mean, this isn't Dan Carlson bad.
No.
But he's not Dan Bailey good. He's different Dan Bailey. He's Kai Forbath.
Yeah.
He's kind of Kai Forbath. Only he...
He's got a stronger leg.
And he doesn't miss. Does he miss many extra points? I think he's hit most extra points.
I think he's missed a
couple. Because Kai Forbath's biggest problem was he kept missing extra points.
And it's like, that's inside 40 yards, dude. You can't be...
And then he would drill a 55-yard against the Saints. It's like, what is going on here? This guy's goofy as shit. He isn't even on a team, is he? Grant Carlson's only missed one field goal with the Raiders.
I don't care.
I told you he was going to make a team and be a star.
I know. I owe you
a drink. I never said he would be a star.
Yeah, but you owe me a drink because they held Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper. Yeah, okay. But who's actually... Like, yeah, you won that bet, but who's really winning that bet? As he has 8 for 180 and a touchdown, and he's single-handedly turned the Cowboys into a champion.
A champion?
Division champion.
Okay, all right. Well, they're leading the division. Don't the Eagles are one game back, so...
I was really hoping the Eagles would just die. Yep. And then, of course, the Giants. I guess they gave the ball to Saquon like 6 times in the second half.
Oh,
I mean, if that's not blatantly tanking, what is? Pat Shermer's like, all right, new strategy. Keep the ball out of Saquon's hands. He's only been just killing him in the first half. We wouldn't want to win by too much.
You win the game by putting the ball in Eli Manning's hands.
Oh, yeah. Feed, you know, get the ball to Sterling Shepard and
Rhett Ellison.
Yeah, Rhett Ellison had like 70 yards.
Four catches. Yeah. They know how to use him.
Yeah, he's turned that's into what he a said. Move. He said he wanted to go to a good organization. Right? Just didn't have
a
tip.
He turned into a move tight end.
Yeah, he's a monster out there. Okay, what the hell were we talking about there? Dan Bailey.
Yep.
Another bad one. We talked about him a little earlier. I thought Rhodes played pretty poorly.
He's the one who stood out the most on defense.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the first touchdown is 100% his fault. Gets the PI. They throw to him on the touchdown.
And, like, he was burned right off the bat, too.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought there was one other time he was burned, too, up the sidelines, and Rodgers overthrew, Adams. I think it was Adams that burned him. But it was like he was, like... A step back. Like, it would have had to be like a perfect throw. It wasn't like Holton Hill getting fried, where it was like, just drop that in the bucket there, Rodgers. But then, yeah, Rhodes on the second scoring drive completely misplays the pitch play.
Yep.
And then, yeah, on their field goal drive, so all their scoring drives, Rhodes gives up the main back-breaking play. I mean, I think it was third down when Rodgers is running around and Adams just all of a sudden, because didn't you say like Rhodes is peeking in a little bit?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Adams takes off and he's like, oh, shit. Adams catches the ball. It's like a 30-40-yard play, and that's where Rhodes gets hurt. They stall out and kick the field goal, but that's... So all their scoring drives, Rhodes kind of was the reason they moved downfield. He is guarding the best player on their team. I mean, Adams is really fucking good.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about...
See, and Adams isn't just, like, one of those big receivers that he can shut down, like Julio and stuff.
That's, yeah.
He's a little more shifty.
Yeah.
I said it at the beginning of the game when we were talking about, like, I'd like to maybe see a little wanes on Adams.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
I don't think either of them match up that great with that kind of receiver.
Agreed. Because I think there were some plays where Rhodes is out, Hill was on the other side of the field, and Waynes was on Adams. Mm-hmm. And Adams would get, you know, like, a 12-yard out or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, like... Waynes isn't even close behind him. Like,
yeah. I'm telling you, Mike Hughes might be the guy to cover these short, shifty guys. Not sure that Adams is short, but he's a really good route runner. Like, the guys that are quick in and out of their breaks. Like you said, put Julio up against Rhodes or Alshon Jeffrey. Like, those bigger, like, where they try to out-muscle you. That's Rhodes' guys. That's what he shuts down.
Yeah, it's these, you need a guy like Mike Hughes with his fluid hips.
Oh, the fluid hips. That's what you need. You need the hips.
Adams.
You got to get in there and cover him. Yeah. I think what would have been better is just double teaming Adams and being like, come on, let's see what Scantling and Equinemius and whatever your name is.
And Lance Kendricks.
Yeah, those guys are all garbage. And was watching the broadcast again. It sounded like we went to more of a two-high safety. Once we were like, oh, we can get pressure with four. We don't need to leave Rhodes on an island. Let's just go with, you know, give everyone help and just play seven in coverage. And they couldn't move the ball at all, so... that's the last thing I had. The only other thing I had was that Treadle dropped another ball. And I feel like if he doesn't, he needs a streak of like 30 catches without a drop to get it out of his system. Like, if he keeps doing this every few games, he's always going to have drop problems. He needs to like end it. Because now what's he going to be thinking about? Oh, I dropped another ball. Like,
he needs to see a sports psychologist.
He needs to seriously build confidence. And every time he fucks up and drops one, it's like he's back to zero.
Yeah.
And I still think he's like, talented and young, so he can still become something, but like every time he does this, I lose a little faith that like he can ever be anything.
I think we need we should keep a board, days without a treadmill drop.
Yeah, days without a treadmill drop. Well, we're at... Well, do the days where he's not playing count?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, it's the only way for it to ever work.
It's going to be great.
It's just a different, like, a different feel when you throw to Diggs and he catches, like, the one to end the game behind him and he just plucks it. Like, the confidence that he goes to get that ball. Like, even the touchdown where he's wide open, it's like he's not even thinking about it. It's just, boom, I'm going to catch this ball. Oh. I guarantee you. The one where Thielen just plucks it.
Like, Thielen's going, oh, this is mine.
And it's like, the guy's got his hand in between his body and the ball, and Thielen still comes down with it. And, like, Treadwell, it's just like, it just seems like he's thinking way too much out there. And he's like, oh, my God, oh, God, I got the ball. Here it comes. Oh, I dropped it. Oh,
it's getting bigger.
Everyone's looking at me dropping it. Oh, I'm so frustrated and mad. I'm just like, oh, man, dude. Like, and I don't think he's going anywhere because next year, if you cut him, you still barely save money. I think you still might lose money just because the way that rookie contract is structured. So he's still young.
But being, like a first round pick and playing major special teams.
Yeah.
Special teams.
Not only playing special teams, he's not like just like he's not doing just gun or anything. He was blocking on a kick returns.
Yeah.
Like that's
like whoops.
Nah, it's not a good pick.
Mike Thomas.
Michael Thomas in the second round. Yeah, well, no one said to take him.
I liked Michael Thomas.
I mean, I liked him, but I think everyone was like Treadwell's ahead of him.
Yeah. Well, he was the consensus number one, but
he ended up going like fourth. Two. Corey Coleman, Josh Doctson, Will Fuller. Then Treadwell went. Oh. And then Thomas didn't go until the second round. So
I don't even think
all of them suck besides Will Fuller's actually one of the better ones, but he's hurt. And then Thomas is a monster. So anyways. That's kind of all I have for the Packer game.
Yeah.
We ended up going 47 minutes on it, so that's pretty good. Usually wins are harder to talk about, but
I'm satisfied.
I you know, I'm very satisfied. Good.
I mean, huge win. It was a fun win.
Fun
it was
to
a battle.
Be there
it was
to wave goodbye to the Packer fans. I mean,
it was nice. Randy Mossett got his
Hall of Fame ring. Yeah, that was really John cool Randall said he doesn't like Packer fans and never will.
Yep.
That was classy.
Love it.
John Randall.
Love John Randall.
Quality ball player. So, yeah, that was what we needed to kind of right the ship a little bit there. Head into New England. New England's a weaker New England than I would say. Yeah, we're 6-4-1. We're in the 5 seed now, which is great. I mean, obviously we're hoping for a division, but
and the Bears are 8-3.
Yeah, we're a game and a half back. And we play them.
Yep, so all
so
we
if
have...
like that game was next week and we beat them, they'd be 8-4, we'd be 7-4.
So now, as much as I hate the Packers, I want the Packers to beat Chicago. Obviously now.
Oh yeah. Well, okay, the Packers.
And
are
did Lamar Miller just run for like 90 yards?
Yeah. So that whole Rennie crying about Rob not starting Rivers is irrelevant.
Yep. Rob logic. 97 yard touchdown run.
21-10. It's a hell of a game.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm actually gonna change it because the two rolls are on. So.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It was halftime when we got here, but hopefully they're up by 30.
So it's probably fourth quarter now.
Yeah. Let's check the score. Up by 9?
Game's almost over.
7. No, am I bad at math?
Yeah, 7.
Okay. Oh, there's only a minute 20 left?
Yeah.
Well, we missed the whole half. Up by 9. Another win for the Wolves. What have they lost once since Jimmy?
Yep. And that puts us at 10-11?
I don't know. All I know is we're, 9-11? We're right in the thick of things. I don't know why everyone wrote us off. Like, we just could never...
It's not even Christmas yet.
It's like 3 weeks into the season. It's like, they dug way too big of a hole. They're screwed.
Everyone always says the NBA season doesn't start till Christmas anyway. So, like.
That's bizarre. So, whatever. We weren't even like 1. It's like we were like 1-10. We were like, 4-8 or something. So, whatever. No. You want to jump into the Lions?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get right into it. Last week, after my one correct one. That's the rock bottom. I went 7-7. You went 6-8. We both have the Texans, who are doing well. They need to win by 6. I did a 3-team parlay last week with Patriots, who covered, Seattle, who beat the Panthers, and then I had the Jags, and the Jags lost to the fucking Bills because the Jags. Has anyone been a bigger disappointment? They're even bigger disappointment than the Eagles. What the hell happened to the Jags defense? Like,
I have no idea. They were so good last year. And, as good as the Vikings defense was, they were just that much more dominant. I don't know if were they just forcing more turnovers.
I don't last know what. Year? And it's like it's one of those things where it's like you look at their players, and I was like, how are they not good? Look at how many good players you have. What are you? What's happening? Is it bad scheme? I don't know. But they fired their OC. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so they blamed him instead of Bortles. Well, they benched Bortles.
And they benched Bortles.
But, yeah, they suck. So, yeah, the one we differed on, so the reason I was one game better than you is you took the Panthers and I took the Seahawks.
Okay.
So,
well, Panthers at home, like, that it made sense. They had that game won.
That was a hell of a battle. Did you see it with fourth down and Wilson threw a touchdown to tie the game?
Was that the one where they did the Allen Iverson, Tyronn Lue touchdown celebration? I don't know.
It was David Moore caught it.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was – instead of just getting the first, they went all the way to the end zone. And it was kind of just like a jump ball type thing. Not really a jump ball, but like one-on-one, just throw it up type play and came down with it. And then I think Graham Gano missed a field goal, right?
And that's why they ended up driving down. Yeah, because he's on my fantasy team.
Oh, he's a quality ball player.
Yeah.
All right. So, game number one, this Thursday night. Saints at Cowboys. So I think we want the Saints to win. I guess I don't really know. You want the Saints to win, right?
The Cowboys to win because you don't want the Eagles
in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I just don't want anyone in the NFC East to be mucking up the wild card. And you already know the Saints are going to make it and win that division. So they're irrelevant. So I think you'd rather the Cowboys lose. Because what if the Cowboys keep winning and the Redskins keep winning? Now all of a sudden you got some stupid NFC East team causing problems. I'd rather they all lose and the winner of that division 7-9 and we get to go to their stadium and beat the shit out of them.
Sounds fantastic, actually.
7.5-point favorites are the Saints on the road, though. Who you got?
Saints.
Yeah, I took the Saints, too. Oh. Am I going to have to slap your phone on your hand, or what's going on here? Yeah. You know, I don't know what you're doing over here. You're not paying attention, you know?
Sorry, I was in the middle of something.
Oh, you were in the middle of something.
Yeah, huh? I was in the middle of a podcast, and then something caught my
eye. Oh, okay. All right, interesting. Okay, all right, okay. Bills at Dolphins. Dolphins are a 5-point favorite. The Bills, somehow beating teams.
Yeah.
What do they got? 4 wins?
Yeah.
Is it really 4? That's insane. No way.
No. Yeah. They beat us.
Jaguars. They smoked the team, too, the other week. Was it Jets?
The Jets. I feel like they had 2 wins going into the Jets game.
Don't tell me that the Buffalo Bills have as many wins as the Green Bay Packers.
I feel like the Buffalo Bills have as many wins as the Green Bay Packers. Because we weren't their only win going into...
They are 4-7. So I don't know what the other one is, but...
Don't care.
Yeah.
That, wow.
Yeah, they got a
Josh Allen and Nathan Peterman. And Matt Barkley.
Matt Barkley won last week. Allen won this week after Jalen Ramsey called him trash.
Yep. So what was the line?
The line was 5. Dolphins are favored by 5 at home.
Dolphins.
They hung with the Colts pretty well. Yeah. I'm taking the Bills. I'm riding QB 17.
I do not want to touch QB 17.
Well, you don't have to touch him.
I do not want to put my name on him.
All right. Cardinals at Packers. Packers are playing for their lives. What do you think the line is, Cardinals at Packers?
Packers plus 2. Or minus 2. Packers minus 2.
Packers are picked by 14.5. You couldn't be more off.
Oh, no.
Let me double check that.
Wow. I mean, the Cardinals are bad. They had 76 yards on their first drive.
Who did they just play?
The Chargers.
And they got destroyed, right?
Rivers completed 25 straight throws.
Yeah, so I think Vegas is thinking you got a desperate Packer team playing against a team that's not really trying anymore.
At home.
Yeah, at home. And if Rivers can get 25 straight passes, I'm sure...
Rodgers can do
something decent. Yeah,
he might be able to get
14.5 Packers are favored. Who are you taking?
I think I'm going to take the Cardinals.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I think they're both bad teams.
Yeah, but...
And I think that the Packers are folding up shop. Like, I just don't think they have the... Like, they don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Like, they're not that deluded.
And I don't think McCarthy... I don't think he can gather them.
He can't get them.
He can't get them to save his job and make the playoffs.
No, they don't want him. And they also, like, their fans, like, if it, say the game starts off slow, there's going to be, like, fire McCarthy chants going. Like, yeah. No. 2 touchdowns. They got to win by more than two touchdowns to cover that. That's a, yeah. That's a big line. Colts at Jaguars. Colts are 3.5-point favorites.
I'll take the Colts.
I love the Colts. I'm done even touching the Jaguars anymore. Yep. I'm sick of them. They're the worst. Rams at Lions. Rams are 10-point favorites. Lions, with their loss to the Bears, they're basically done. So Rams on the road, 10-point favorites.
Rams.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams.
The Rams are coming off a bye.
Yeah.
They're hungry. They're like, McVay's got
2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's over. Although the typical Lions will probably somehow like be right in this game because they've been like super schizo.
Do you think McVay needs 2 weeks to scheme against a what was he? Astrophysicist or something like that.
Yeah, it's astrophysicist against a guy with McVay's got that like ridiculous memory, photographic memory where he's like naming plays from 4 years ago and shit. Oh, a couple rocket scientists going up against each other.
That's what he is. Matt Patricia is an actual rocket scientist.
He knows how exactly to blow up a team. Panthers at Bucks. Panthers are a 4-point favorite. We need the Bucks here.
Bucks. I know they just kept chucking it to Evans.
They won. They played the Niners.
Oh, and that's why they won.
Yeah.
Okay.
That changes everything. I'm taking the Panthers. I'm taking the Panthers too, but
I want the Bucks to win.
I want the Bucks, and I feel like there's a chance. Like the Bucks.
Did you say it was at?
It's in Raymond James Stadium. Is that still the name of it?
I think that's still the name.
And it's a divisional game. There's games where Cam Newton just plays bad.
There's games where Jameis Winston doesn't miss a bunch of throws. He just misses some.
Yeah, he only throws two picks instead of four. Buccaneers are a weird team. They can score, so they're never just like a complete walkover.
Yep, I agree.
So far, we would want the Saints to win.
I think you're right. I think the Saints just run away with that division.
Yeah, Saints, Cardinals, Rams. I guess Rams and Lions doesn't matter anymore. Lions are done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then we want the Bucks.
Maybe we want the Rams to lose. That way we can keep winning and the Rams keep losing and we win the division and we end up with more, less losses than the Rams somehow.
It
could be possible, I think.
I think that's not possible. We only have four.
Yeah, to the Saints.
So Saints have one loss and the Rams have one loss.
Yes. The Rams one loss.
There is no way you're catching those two teams.
You don't think that the Rams are going to lose five of their next six games?
No, because they're really good teams.
I agree.
And also, I would rather get to play, I don't want the Saints or the Rams. I want them to have the bye week so we don't have to play them the first week.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden the Bears snuck in as the bye week team. I mean, I guess it really doesn't matter. You got to go through them anyways. But fuck the Bears. They can get a bye week.
Yeah.
They don't, no. I want them to lose round one so everyone sees that they're a fucking joke. Chiefs at Raiders. Chiefs are a 15-point favorite.
Oh, Chiefs at Raiders. Chiefs for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the Raiders. Come on. Did they win? No.
No, didn't they get destroyed by Baltimore?
No, Lamar Jackson.
Wasn't it like 34-17?
Yeah.
Baltimore. You said Baltimore by five?
I didn't say anything about Baltimore.
Raiders.
Raiders are picked to lose by 15 to the Chiefs.
15 to the Chiefs.
Yeah, obviously.
Chiefs are so much better. And they're coming off a bye, too.
And they're trying.
And
yeah, they're also off a bye, yeah.
And are they 9-2?
Yeah, because they lost to the...
So they're only one game ahead of the Chargers, then.
Yeah, the Chargers lost their third game. Who did they... It wasn't this week, it was last week, right? They lost to the Broncos. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Case Keenum.
Oh.
Yeah, Chiefs are 9-2. Who is the Chiefs' other loss? It's Rams and Patriots.
Patriots, yep. Both times they scored 40 points
and lost. Well, it's because they give up like 40 a game too.
Yes, so
it's a very odd team. 49ers at Seahawks. Seahawks are picked by 10.
Seahawks.
Yeah. I'm taking Seahawks. I don't really see an upset happening here. Like we're at the Panther Bucks game. I'm kind of like, Bucks could be a little frisky. They could like cause some problems. Yeah, no. That Nick Jaworski or whatever his name is. That guy's not going to...
Nate Martin.
Yeah. It's bad.
We're not
gonna... He's been exposed. The league caught on to
great. To his slant routes to George Kittle.
Yeah. They're like, wait a minute. Now, will the Seahawks cover the 10? That I'm maybe not, but they're going to win this game. Yeah. So
I'll pick them to cover because I think they're just superior.
You know, like, it's weird, though. Like, the Seahawks are – they don't have a lot of good players. But they're young, and they're, like – I feel like they're, like – it's good culture there or something.
They they all
maybe Pete Carroll's a good coach.
And they all kind of, like, seem to have that chip on their shoulder. Mm-hmm.
Like everyone counted them out.
And I think that's what – I think that is what – well, Pete Carroll got all of the old guys who thought his message got stale.
Yeah, that's basically what he did. Yeah, he's like, everyone that thinks I'm kind of annoying now, you're all gone. Russell, you're my boy, and we're going to redo this. And, yeah, he just got to play
Russell Wilson's like, yeah, man. You know what, Pete? I think you're right. You know, I think we just got to get people. I think you got the right message. And, you know, if you don't want to buy in completely, man, like, let's go younger.
He's really good, but, you know, he's kind of a square.
Oh, definitely.
Although, so is Cousins.
Yeah, but he's my quarterback. That's
my quarterback. Bears at Giants. Bears are 4.5-point favorites.
Oh, Bears.
Are going Giants all day.
When are you going to quit them? Good Lord, man.
When they win a game, hey, they kept it close last week. Should have beat the Eagles.
Yeah, and the Eagles covered. Suck.
We both got Eagles wrong.
Damn it.
So, you know, the week I got off the Giants, I think there's a better chance the Giants upset the Bears than the 49ers upset the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Because you do still have Odell Beckham, Saquon Barkley, if Evan Ingram's back. And
I don't think the Giants' defense is as bad as I might think it is.
I feel like it's not bad, good, but yeah, it's not. I mean, it's at not least have like a few guys 2005
Vikings defense or whatever.
Or like Oakland's. Yeah, or like, Oakland's. You know, just like a team that just is a joke. They're pretty bad, but... the teams that have offenses, I feel like can hang a little bit more. Like the 49ers, they ain't hanging with anyone. Steve Mullins has been exposed.
Can just dump it off to Barkley and boom.
The only problem you have is that Pat Shurmur is playing to lose and he's not giving the ball to his good players because he wants a draft pick.
Well, that's just stupid. I don't like that.
Broncos at Bengals. Broncos are 2.5-point favorites. That line could move because old Andy Dalton is out for the year.
Really?
Yeah. They put him on IR, which next year they could cut him, and there's no dead cap. They just save money. Maybe it's Teddy time.
Maybe it's Jeff Driscoll time.
Jeff. Maybe they'll bring A.J. McCarron in.
Ooh.
Or back. Right? Back.
McCarron.
You see all the Hugh Jackson love for the Browns?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They really miss him. People handing balls to him, clearly fucking with him.
And he's patting him on the head, thinking it's all cool.
Yeah,
it's
like, trying to give Baker Mayfield a hug. And he's like, no, we're just going to kind of do like a pat on the back. He like went in for a hug, and Baker Mayfield basically gives him a handshake and doesn't do that. It was like a handshake trying to bro hug, you know?
Yeah.
And Mayfield does not lean in. So it's then like Hugh Jackson's hand is like around Mayfield. So instead he just goes for the pat on the back. And then Mayfield says some shit about like, you leave and go to a team that we play twice, like whatever, you know, kind of. And the guy who threw the ball at him, not threw it, just handed it to him.
Demarius Randall.
Yeah, he signed a big picture where it says, what is it, assistant to the manager, and it's Dwight Schrute, but it's Hugh Jackson's face on it.
Yep, special assistant to the head coach.
Yeah. It's basically a play on the whole, like, how Dwight Schrute was always not actually the assistant manager, he was an assistant to the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Hugh Jackson's the special assistant or whatever he is, so, yep. And he signed it. I mean, they did not respect that dude at all.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I mean, well, how can you when he goes 1-31 his first 2 years? How do you respect that man?
Yeah.
And haven't they had 2 or 3 wins since he left?
They've won 2 straight now.
Is it?
Since he left, yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Williams has got him playing.
Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield looks ridiculous. There's only 2 players ever to have back-to-back weeks of... I think it was? It was like 300-plus yards on 20 attempts and then having a quarterback rating over like 130 or something. And
really?
Baker Mayfield, these last 2 games, and Drew Brees, like week 10 and 11. Since I think like quarterback rating was a stat or something. Basically, he's played really well after Hugh Jackson got kicked to the curb.
Yeah, because he had 3 first-half touchdowns.
And they have the same record as the Packers.
Yes, they do.
That's impressive. Oh, one has Aaron Rodgers. One has a rookie.
What
is Mike McCarthy?
Well, one of those quarterbacks are actually good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Rodgers just washed up.
No.
So you want Bengals or Broncos?
Aaron Rodgers made a living off of beating Christian Ponder and Jay Cutler. And Matt Stafford.
T-Jack. Yeah. Couldn't beat us when we had Favre.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Couldn't even beat Rex Grossman.
Take your precious QB wins and shove it. Unless you're Teddy. You can have all the wins you want.
Teddy B, 11-5. Well, one season. Broncos at Bengals. Bengals I have as 2.5-point favorites, but obviously that could change. So I take the Broncos.
I'll take the Broncos, too, at 2.5.
Which means if the Broncos win, they're going to be 6-6. Yep. And in the thick of things with Case.
The undisputed starter.
Undisputed starter. You think he starts on him next year?
Yes.
I think they find someone else.
Really?
I think they... Only if it's a draft pick. Like, if John Elway, like, handpicks a guy, like, this is my guy, then Case will start, like, the first 4 or 5 games, and then they'll go another rookie. But they're not going to go sign somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think... I don't think Elway sees Case Keenum as his, like, oh, here's my quarterback for the next 10 years. I think no. It's like, okay, he's a bridge to a young guy that I haven't found yet. Well, and if he picks that guy next year, I think that guy will be starting by the end of the season.
Okay.
So I guess I think Case will be there to start the season. Titans at Jets. Titans are 9.5-point favorites. Who you got?
Nobody Titans cares. At Jets?
Titans at Jets.
Titans 9.5-point favorites. Yeah. Taking the Jets.
I also took the Jets. They suck, but...
My defense is nine good. 9.5? I'm not taking the Titans.
Titans on the road? 9.5?
Yeah, what kind of... Are you really trying to get money from people?
Did the Titans blow out the Patriots?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why they're suddenly favored by 9.5 over...
Putting up points against the Texans.
Yeah, not that great. Browns at Texans. Texans, we're watching right now. Texans are 4.5-point favorites. Home against the Browns.
Texans.
I took the Texans, too. Although, God, if they win this game, is that 8 in a row?
Yep.
And then they play the Browns, they're going to go win 9 in a row? It's ridiculous. They don't even seem like that good of a team.
So how does work?
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Ravens at Falcons. Ravens are a 2-point favorite. Falcons, we kind of, they're done now. They lost to the Saints on Thursday.
Yeah, but I don't think that, but they're not done. Like, they're out of it, but they're not done, like, trying this year.
Oh, no, yeah, they'll keep trying. They're not a team that's
good. And he said,
it's Ravens picked by 2. And is it going to be Lamar Jackson again? I think it will be.
Yeah.
So, Falcons are home dogs.
I'm going to take the Falcons, I think.
I took the Falcons, too. I do think they're basically out of the running for playoffs because they lost their... What are they? 7 losses
four,
now?
Yeah, 4-7.
Oh, yeah, so they're toast. But which was nice to get them out of there. But I'll still root for the Ravens to beat them because why not?
No.
But I'm going to take the Falcons. Chargers at Steelers. This is the Sunday night game. Great game. Steelers just blew one against the Broncos, and Chargers smoked the Cardinals. Bridges out there setting records.
Yeah.
25 straight completions.
Did
I tell you the line? 3.5?
3.5. Steelers at Chargers.
Heinz Field.
Chargers, 3.5 point favorites. They just lost to the Broncos?
The Steelers did, yeah. And they played really bad.
Case Keenum just beat the Chargers and the Steelers back-to-back weeks?
Yeah. And the Steelers played pretty poor against the Jags 2 weeks ago. I think it was 16-0 for most of the game, and then they came back at the very end. Chargers, though.
You know what? I'm gonna take the Steelers in a shootout.
Okay. And I think Melvin Gordon's out. So that's...
Austin Eckler time.
Yeah, actually, like, a lot of people are talking about Gordon being out. And obviously, Gordon's really good, but I do feel like they'll find a way to fill that role in. Like,
yeah.
Just let Rivers throw the ball. The guy's got weapons everywhere.
Yep, just sling it.
Monday night, Redskins at Eagles. Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. And they're... not really out of it. They're it'd be difficult for them to win a wild card, but they're not far out of the NFC East.
No, I'm gonna.
You said it's Colt McCoy.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Eagles.
I took the Eagles too.
They're just better than the Redskins.
That's what I think too. They're home.
They're not gonna. I don't think they'll lose at home Monday night against Colt McCoy. And are we missing the Vikings line? Or are you gonna do that next?
Oh, I am missing the Vikings line. Let me see what it is.
All of a sudden, you got to the Thursday night
game. We are picked to lose by 6.
Really, by 6? Well, I'm going to take the Vikings to cover.
Have we picked against the Vikings yet?
Absolutely not. Why would you? This is a Vikings podcast.
Yeah, what are we, traitors? If there was ever a game.
If there, exactly, yes. If there was ever a game, I'm going to pick the Vikings to lose, it's going to be against the Patriots in Foxborough.
Not even but to lose, today, just not to cut or to for them to. Well, no, I guess you'd be fucked. Yeah, you're picking them to lose.
Yeah.
Dad, we're not going to lose by six.
No, if we're going to lose, we're going to lose on a last-second field goal by Gostkowski.
Gostkowski.
So they win by one. They're going to win by one. If they beat us, they're 1 point better than us.
Yeah, they're 6 points better than us. Come on.
That's blunt. I guess you think they're 3 points better than us?
I don't blame them for thinking that. I do feel like we match up relatively well against them, though. Like, if Rhodes is healthy, it's a big help because he can lock down Gordon. I think Gordon is the type of guy he can cover. Gordon's more of a straight line speed guy. He's not short. Not short, I keep saying short. I just mean like shifty in and out of their breaks, like quick and moving. Gronk, I think we got these big safeties that can get up in his face. Harrison and Smith, J-Ron. I don't want to cover him with Barr, but he can bump him maybe. You think Barr can cover Gronk?
Yes.
That's no chance.
I think
no linebacker
either
can cover
Harrison
Gronk.
Smith or Barr. Those are the two guys.
Stick J-Ron Curse on him. That I want. 6'4", big wingspan.
I like that.
Don't put Barr on him. Barr can cover the running backs, which is what they like to throw to. Cover James White, lock him up. And then, like, you know, Edelman and shit, or whatever. Let those guys get you for 5-6 yards a pop. And then on defense, well, when they're on defense, they lack pass rush, just like the Packers. And they're really not that great in the secondary. Gilmore and then McCourty's,
I don't know who the second corner
pretty
is.
Good. I think they have Jason McCourty.
Oh yeah, that's right. They have the other McCourty.
They haven't really been very good at defense this year. So if it was in Minnesota, I feel a lot more confident. I just think it's tough to go into Foxborough and get a win. But it's been a while since I think, like, I'm more confident than I expected. I guess at the beginning of the year, I kind of thought, we can beat those guys. Like, maybe they'll be a little worse than they usually are. And they do feel like they're a little worse than they usually are. I mean, they got blown out 3 times, all on the road. Even the Jets game this week, like, it was 14-14 for most of that game. And then they ended up getting up by 2 scores, and Jets were about to score a touchdown to make it, like, a 1-score game. And it was 4th down, and they didn't get it. But, like, that game was closer than it looked.
Yeah, I didn't really watch or see any of that game.
It was definitely closer than the final score ended up looking. It's about this time of the podcast where Prince wants a belly rub.
He was all, like, snuggled up, and then he just rolled over onto his back, like, all right, it's that time. And that was the...
I don't know why I didn't have the Vikings on there, but, yeah. So, I think, where did we differ on? I took Chargers, you took Steelers. Otherwise, we're mostly the same.
Oh, boy.
That never goes well.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what is this? We really picked all the same?
Yeah.
No, I have Giants. My Giants. God. You have the Bears.
Why?
Bears.
I'll never quit you.
All right, well, got anything else? We're at an hour 12.
Yeah, we already talked about how the Wolves are...
Wolves are sweet.
We
Twins claim CJ Crone. It's exciting. 30 homers last year.
Rocco Baldelli's familiar with him.
He's already making moves, you know?
Yeah.
Next week, I think we're going to try to record Monday in New England after the game.
Yep.
Maybe we'll record before. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
Probably not, but...
We probably won't record...
We might record before, and
we'll see.
Yeah, we might get drunk and record a podcast. You never know.
Yeah, that would be fun, just dropping a drunk podcast. See if the people
get
like
Ben
that.
On, you know, get Rennie on with some hot takes.
Oh, man. We should have done the picks with Rennie and Ben.
Oh, that'd have been good. We should have just saved the second half for that. You know what? We should have had Rennie on after last week's game, because he basically would have said trade Cousins. He's trash. Bring back Keenum. Bring back, who was the quarterback he loved? The backup, Bulbasaur.
Oh.
What was that fucker's name?
Bethel Thompson.
Yeah, McLeod Bethel Thompson. Travis Rennie, our dumb friend Travis, thought he was like the next
because
Brett
he
Favre.
Could stand at the 50-yard line and hit the upright.
Fucking, why did they call
throw
him
the ball
Bulbasaur?
And hit the upright. It's like, really? You, like, that's that that.
That's what matters.
That's what turns you on.
That guy ended up going to like that weird league. Remember, there was like 4 coaches in it, and it was like the Saskatchewan Kings or the Lions. Dante Culpepper was in it. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like some like 4-team league with like, I think, I don't know, there was like weird coaches in it. Jim Fossil.
Jim Fossil.
I don't know. It was, you know.
And it wasn't the arena.
It wasn't arena. It was just like this weird 4-team.
Yeah, it wasn't Canadian. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was like it was basically the United States Football League, but like,
yeah, worse.
Yeah, with you like, get the washed up players. Yeah,
you get Culpepper like 6 years after he left Detroit. Like, and he was bad there. He was
and good Jim Fossil, who hadn't been in the league in years.
All right. Well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, we'll be in New England next week. Follow us at Crepes and Gorak on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at Crepes and Gorak. Subscribe on iTunes. You can find us on Spotify. Follow me on Twitter at Crepes07.
Follow, 10th Puppy.
Follow him at 10th Puppy. And we'll see you. And we're on to New England.
We're on to New England. We're on to the... What? No, wait, what does he always say? We're on to the next game or something stupid? Or does he just say we're on to New England?
We're, well, no. Well,
did I just watch like, this whole ending? Yeah, because
he was like, we're on to Cincinnati. He says wherever they're on to. So he would say we're on to Minnesota. But you know what?
I love when they ask a question and the fucking coach just acts like this is the dumbest question ever. It's like, what? They're just trying to like do their job.
Yeah, it's like I just need a simple
they're
question.
They're so for cranky them. After they lost. Like even Zimmer does it sometimes.
It's I just
like,
need something for the readers, you know? Like, yeah, give me something. Yeah, that's this stupid soundbite.
Like, are you worried about, you know, Rhodes' injury? You know, I'm not going to give you answers on injuries. Why do you even ask these questions? If I don't ask him, I'm an idiot. Yep. Like, whatever.
People are going to be mad why I don't have Rhodes' injury update.
Yeah, why I didn't at least try to get it from you. Yep. But anyways, we'll try this again. We're out of New England.
We're out of New England.